Now, in ordinary times, many of us would be celebrating graduates of all kinds during this time of year. But as we know, these are not ordinary times. And that goes for high school graduates who missed out on the traditional markers of their senior year, like prom, graduation, other important rituals.
We'll be able to celebrate together at some point. These tough times won't last, so eventually it'll be over and we'll be able to have fun again and hopefully all see each other.
You know, the hard work did pay off in the end. We're all going somewhere. We're all doing something next year. And even if it's not in person, none of what we did was in vain, even though we won't be able to have, like, our graduations or necessarily see each other soon.
At the beginning, before all of this, it seemed like, oh, we're going to have, like, the worst end of senior year ever. But, you know, the whole country, you know, everyone's, like, saying, congratulations, class of 2020, and everyone is trying to help out as best they could to make it a good end of the, you know, this educational journey.
Those are the voices of Paul Vozella, Bendu David, and Rory Andrews, all reflecting on the loss of the end of their senior year. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. We will talk with a few local students, and we want to hear from you. If you're a high school graduate, how are you feeling about the way your senior year ended, or kind of didn't? About missing out on prom, sports seasons, other special occasions? What message do you want to send to your classmates? And if you're a parent or a family member of a high school grad or an educator or a member of a school community, how does it feel not to see these students have that traditional senior year closure? Do you have a message of encouragement for them? Give it on air. You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or you can tweet us at Radio Boston. Joining us today are Kateri Giglio and Rashad Brown Mitchell, two recent graduates from Fenway High School. Kateri and Rashad, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you. And we have a third voice. We have Mattingly Wood, a recent graduate from Cambridge Ringgen Latin. Mattingly, welcome to you too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I have a senior at home who graduated herself last week. I know how weird it was, so let me turn to the three of you and start by saying, I think you all graduated last week. Congratulations, how are you feeling? And you guys just jump
Thank
on in
you.
On each other. I'll take care of it. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, at least from Fenway, we did graduate last week over YouTube Live. Although it wasn't like a traditional graduation, of course, I thought it was still a really considerate way to do it. And I thought it was a beautiful ceremony nonetheless.
Yeah.
How
like
about
adding
you,
on. To, oh yeah. Adding on to like what Kat said, Fenway did just have their graduation last week. And I think with the graduation, it was really cool to see. Obviously it's a different type of schedule because it is remote. But just that and the other virtual events that have gone on throughout the month of June to celebrate the seniors at Fenway, I think have been really great. And it shows the appreciation that the teachers, the faculty, and all the families have. So it was really cool to see. It was weird, but, you know, still appreciative.
How about you, Mattingly?
Yeah, I definitely share the feeling of it being really weird and kind of watching your ceremony in the living room. But I felt like the whole ceremony was still pretty amazing, and at least having the like having a whole ceremony being built around us was very rewarding.
Kat, did anyone do anything special for you to help you celebrate or mark the moment?
Well, in my house, we haven't been able to do exactly like a lot, but we do plan, well, my parents are planning on throwing a little like graduation party, kind of just with like, you know, close family, but not yet. I think we're going to do it like towards the end of the month.
Rashad, how about you? Any special plans, any particular way to market that you've already done or that you wish you could do given the current circumstances?
No, not really. I think my family may have something planned for me, but like in terms of my own plans, I'm kind of good just reflecting back on all that's been going, all that has happened throughout high school. So yeah, I think my family may have like a celebration party or something that they want to plan. Me, I'm not too like huge on celebrations, and I'm just glad that I made it this far. So that's my take. Yeah.
So you'd rather just lay low and kind of move on to the next thing, Rashad?
Yeah, but that's kind of my thing. So it's kind of weird from everyone else. So yeah.
So, Mattingly, how was school before things closed down?
It was pretty normal. It was about the middle of my semester two. I was getting really into my classes, so it was kind of like a really abrupt stop, and it was like a really big shift in routine. Like, I felt like I was finally getting used to like the second semester of senior year and, you know, like wrapping everything up. So it was definitely very dramatic.
All right, I want to grab a call here right away. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We've got Noelle on the line from Norfolk. Noelle, you're on with our high school seniors. What's on your mind?
Well, it's funny. I was just listening to Mattingly, what she said about getting in the groove her senior year, and then all of a sudden it came to a stop. I watched my daughter her senior year of college this year. Everything came to an abrupt stop, and you know, this is a big deal to graduate from high school, and it's a really big deal to earn a four-year degree. And yet, you know, school stopped for a week or two and then started up remotely, but everybody was quarantined back home, or you were in your off-campus apartment quarantined by yourself for, you know, 2 months. And then there was no real big graduation ceremony. It was just you got your cap and gown in the mail, and you know, we couldn't have graduation parties, and they couldn't walk across the stage or throw their hats into the air, and, you know, diplomas get sent home in the mail. And it just, it seems like this group of kids just didn't get what they deserve, because it's a big accomplishment.
Thanks for that, Noelle. And I, you know, I also take from that to all three of our students that she's congratulating you also on that big accomplishment, which I know she is. You know, Noelle was talking about the loss of a lot of closure. Is closure a piece of this for any of the three of you? Is there something you needed to sort of get a sense that you had finished, that you now don't feel like you finished? Let me turn to you
on
that.
Well, for me...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, for me, definitely, I was very, very looking forward to walking across the stage. I've been to some friends' graduations when I wasn't a senior yet, and I was friends with upperclassmen, and I thought it was always a very special ceremony. So I was really, really looking forward to that. Not also that, but at Fenway, we do this internship at the end of the year, so I feel like that was also almost like... For me, I guess it was going to feel almost like my first real job, since I haven't really had a real job before. So I think that's one of the things that I'm definitely going to miss. And I would have really, really loved to walk across the stage in front of my parents.
I have another call I want to get in here. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. What is your message to seniors? Is there someone you want to congratulate? Are you a high school senior who's missing something that you really wanted out of the end of the year? We've got Robin on the line from Brookline. Robin, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for having it. And Kat and Rashad, the rest of the world knows me as Robin, but you know me as Miss Cohen. But you can now know me as Robin because you are officially Fenway graduate. But I wanted to call and congratulate all the seniors, but especially Rashad and Kat and their 85 classmates from Fenway's class of 2020 for handling their senior year with such grace and humility and flexibility. This is not how anyone pictured their senior year, and yet they just adapted and went with the flow. And, you know, they didn't push back their emotions. They felt their emotions, but they really handled it really with just such grace. My senior year of high school was 9/11, and I grew up right outside New York City. So it's very, very different, but also a key world event happened. And I'm just so proud of how they and their classmates went with it. And I know this is not how it was supposed to end, but we're sending you virtual hugs and virtual prom pictures, and we will be back together to celebrate sometime soon. So congratulations, guys. Your Fenway family is very proud of you.
Thank you so much for that call. Rashad, you just had one of your teachers call on public radio to congratulate you. How does that feel?
Like I said earlier, I think it's really great. I think in the recent times, a lot of faculty, a lot of program directors and staff, they've done like a lot of like cool things, like parades, like the prom or virtual graduations and stuff like that. So it really shows how much they care and how much they appreciate us. And I feel like, yeah, it's really a good feeling. It's warming and rewarding to see that they value you as much as you value them. So I think it's just a great feeling.
And Kat, this is the third interruption of high school that you've experienced. First, you moved during high school, then West Roxbury Academy closed at the beginning of last year and you had attended there. And now the coronavirus cuts short your senior year at Fenway. There was a teacher sort of complimenting you on how well you've handled that. That is a lot of change for a young person.
It definitely is. Some might say, I've heard a lot of people like, oh my God, how do you do it? And because it is a really big change, just move from a whole different state, like from Florida to here, and then have it interrupted because of the closure. And then now coronavirus. Surprisingly, I've dealt with it a lot better than I thought I would. And it hasn't interrupted any of my learning or any of my growing up, which I think is great. I think if anything, it has taught me a lot about myself. Although it's definitely not ideal. I would have loved to have a traditional high school experience, but I also think I wouldn't be the person I am today without all these interruptions. So in a way, I think I'm also grateful for everything.
And Mattingly, I do want to get to you again. You've mentioned that in the limbo between, you know, school closing and graduation, you kind of didn't feel prepared for the transition. You couldn't go outside and get that work experience, the taste of independence that you needed. You know, how are you feeling about that now?
Yeah, definitely. Like my job at Cambridge Community Television shut down and I was basically just like sitting at home. So it was definitely a weird shift and I'm kind of scared about not being able to work before college starts. So I'm kind of just a little bit hesitant about my future right now, but I feel like now that lockdown has been happening for a while, I feel a little bit better and kind of trying to use my time to the best of my advantage.
Rashad, we have only just a little, very little bit of time left. How do you want your class to be remembered?
I think the class of 2020 is already building a legacy, whether it knows it or not. I think Mattingly said earlier, but seeing all these different celebrations around TV and just around the nation for the class of 20 builds an amazing legacy. And also in recent times with the events that have happened with racial injustice around the nation, I think with these young leaders stepping up from the class of 2020 and just young people in general, we're making a real change in the world. And we, like a lot of people are going to say, we're a class that no one expected to go through this, but I feel like there's a lot of lessons that we can learn from this, and we definitely can use it to be change makers and world shakers and our future adventures and stuff that we do in the world.
All right, Rashad Brown Mitchell, Kat Giglio, and Mattingly Wood, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And lastly, in the world altered by the coronavirus, many things are more difficult. But musician Judith Kogan is finding that the work to overcome those challenges can be well worth the effort.
In the isolation of the pandemic, many people are picking up musical instruments. There's time for it. Music consoles and delights. It's a welcome break from screens, and for the determined, progress is palpable. But for those who'd been studying or teaching an instrument the old-fashioned way, the pandemic poses unique challenges. Live and in person would seem essential. It's all about nuance of sound, achieved through nuance of motion. A 360-degree view and unmediated sound would seem essential. I'm a classically trained harpist and harp teacher. With the lockdown, I thought I'd suspend lessons until we were allowed to enter each other's homes. But my students, digital natives carrying on with the rest of their lives online, saw no reason harp lessons shouldn't move there as well. Trust your students. It's not better than before. There are weird electronic distortions, like the screen that turns taut harp strings into twirling strings of twisty licorice.
The string just went really weird.
And compression distorts the volume of sound.
that top note. Did you play it?
Yeah.
Imagine a soccer or tennis clinic where the coach has a single flat perspective. You really need every angle.
Can you move the camera to your right elbow?
But it turns out there are benefits to teaching harp online. With most of the room cut out, there are fewer distractions. When three dimensions collapse into two, there's a weird intimacy. You can get up close, like ballroom dance partners. The students are more alert than ever. I see them when they're fresh, not after a sleepless night finishing a term paper. And they're practicing. Maybe they're bored at home? Waves of positive reinforcement from parents can't hurt.
My mom, during quarantine, like every morning, she's been asking me to like play for like 30 minutes, and she like drinks coffee while I'm playing, and like after every song, she like starts to clap.
There's a master-apprentice tradition to the centuries-old teaching of classical music. It's intimate and detail-oriented, and incorporates the ineffable power of the classical canon. Given the surreal times, we explore repertoire outside that canon. It's like a class in Shakespeare suddenly reading Pulp Fiction. Whenever possible, we find parallels to the strange moment we're living in.
It needs to be giddy and exuberant, like the lockdown has just ended and we can finally go outside.
Okay.
Again?
Online lessons have forced us to see and hear from a new perspective. That's important for artists, for all of us, actually. We adjust and adapt because, as John Lennon and Paul McCartney remind us, life goes on.
Judith Kogan is a professional harpist and a harp teacher. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Jamie Bologna, Zoe Mitchell, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Walt Wolfman. Tim Skog is our technical director with engineering today by Glenn Alexander. Hitesh Hathi is our executive producer. Thanks for listening.